You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll, and we are answering all your science questions. Speaking of which, David's on the phone. Hello, David.
Hiya.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
I'd like to know is why do some batteries last much longer than other less expensive brands, and are different types more suitable for certain applications than others where the savings would not be as great?
Okay, fundamentally a battery is a chemical reaction going on, and part of that chemical reaction is it pushes electrons from one side of the battery to the other side. So actually you have two halves of a chemical reaction, one which absorbs electrons, the other which gives them out. And the only way that the chemical reaction can carry on is by these electrons going round and getting back to the other side through your circuit, and they can do work when it's doing that. Now, there's lots of different chemical reactions you can use, and so basically the number of atoms, number of molecules which can be active, which can move electrons across, the more you can get in the battery, the more current, more charge you can store in the battery. So if you've got to have lots of complex things to hold it together, which take up space and take up weight, and normally it's only on the surface where these things can react, so any kind of centre of an electrode which isn't able to react with things is useless and doesn't work very well. So basically the way they last longer is by you have more of the battery which is active, you can use different chemical reactions which can store more energy, take up less space. You can also use different chemical reactions to produce different voltages. So a lot of lithium-ion batteries are 3 volts, whereas the standard 1.5-volt alkaline cell is 1.5 volts, and a rechargeable battery is 1.2 volts. Different batteries have different properties. An alkaline cell will last very, very long time. It doesn't lose its charge if you just sit there. It'll last for several years. That's a shelf life of several years. A rechargeable battery will just discharge itself in maybe a month or so. So depends, but a rechargeable battery can give out much more current. So if you've got a high current application, the rechargeable battery will work a lot better. So yes, there are different circumstances when some are better than others.
Right, so I'll make sure I buy a proper battery in that case for my remote controls, not that I have that many.